Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Well, here we go, Kelly.
We're
very excited for our show today. And before we introduce our extraordinary guest, I just want to drop a little kind of invitation, Kelly. And my invitation is this. We've got some really exciting things coming down the pipeline, and Kelly and I are actually going to be starting to be interviewed as a team on other podcasts, and we're really excited. So for anyone out there listening, if you have your own show or you'd really like to see us on someone else's show, please just, you know, message us through the platforms. You can go to Kelly's website, edgemagazine.net. You can contact our producer. We're really excited. We have some amazing people that we'll be interviewing and will also be on other people's shows. And we're just really grateful to everyone out there listening, because we can only do this because you listen. And yeah, Kelly, anything you want to share about that? Or
again, we are newly on the Sunday Shine radio block on AM 950. We're on all the podcast platforms, and the numbers are growing and the reviews are coming in. So we've moved beyond the 6 listeners. We're now at 7, and it's fantastic. We
our 6 listeners got us there, though.
Woo-hoo!
We love you, John, Sally.
Yes, all of our parents, like, right? The people that we paid, you know, yeah, it all worked. We are also
my brother.
Your brother. Thank you. Here, there, and everywhere. And we are approaching our 100th show. Which is really amazing, yes. And we're blessed. Okay, today's guest is fantastic. And this is not the Kelly drinking game of me saying beautiful and fantastic and amazing, but I love the people that we get to interview. And today we are with Claire Marie, and she is owner and operator of CMK Energy. And just to drop out the website right off the bat to make sure that we're getting you guys connected, her website is CMKEnergy, ENERGY.com. Claire Marie, thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, both of you. This is wonderful.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. And I'll do a quick shout out here. In our pre-show, I was listening and I actually heard Claire say fantastic. And I was like, oh, here we go. This is going to be a great show. Either she knows that that's something Kelly says, or we're good people. So
yeah, absolutely. Kelly and I are soul sisters
a little bit.
We met and we went, oh my gosh, you're so somebody that I want to be working with. This is great.
Perfect. That's
and I believe that we're just starting this, right?
The road is
flowing. So Claire Marie, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got here, and then what are you curious about?
That is a very good question. How did I get here? It's been a long journey for me, and it started very young. But it didn't really start to pull things together till I was in my 30s. So I grew up Episcopalian, and I grew up in the church with my parents, and knew there was something about spirit and spirituality that drew me. Was very active in church, very active in the choir, very active in youth group, and then had a crisis of consciousness at about 15, where I really lost faith in the organization.
Mm.
And that started to create problems for me, because I had originally wanted to go to seminary. I wanted to be a monk or a nun, and I thought that was a good rate. And when I lost my understanding or my faith in what the organization was working with, I thought that wasn't going to be an option for me anymore.
Mm.
And so I got incredibly lost. So I went looking and opened doors and said, what else is out there? How do I get connected? What does that mean to me? What does that, because that soul connection to something greater than myself isn't gone, but I don't know what that means. And so a little bit, I started to learn about different kinds of spirituality, meaning religions and mythologies, and how people had conversations about the greater powers, and started taking classes and really learning what I could. And, you know, wheedled my way through college being a performer and going on to different things that just really didn't quite fit, because it really wasn't what I was being called to do. And I was doing readings for people, little bits here and there, more for the fun of it than really anything in particular. Right. And then I got actually introduced to Healing Touch, which I have to say kind of changed everything.
Tell us a little bit more about Healing Touch.
So Healing Touch is an organization that, there's a lot about this. I'm just going to try to sum it up a little bit. It's an organization that teaches energy therapy and philosophy and business through the Holistic Nurses Association that developed into Janet Menchen, who was a nurse and believed in better wellness, right? Not just giving things for symptoms, medicine for symptoms, but what is the root of those symptoms? And she took Alice Bailey's work and Brew Joy's work and Donna Eden's work, and she just started kind of putting all of these things together and got people to be able to be influenced by it by continuing education and getting into the hospitals and people really having an understanding. And it gave me an avenue to be able to talk with people a little bit more thoroughly, and an avenue to be able to engage with people that would go, I'm not interested in that kind of a thing, right? So it got me vocabulary that I thought was very necessary to be able to, now I'm ready to actually make this a business. I'm actually ready to make this be something that I want to do. So I opened my own practice and got that moving and opened it up more than just energy therapy. I wanted to bring in, how do people connect to their highest good? How do, regardless of what that means, how do you find alignment, centeredness, that fulfilling space where you can not just survive, but actually thrive in your life? Because there's that understanding of macro and micro, and that there are some things that we think that we don't have any say in that we actually do, and thinking outside the box. And that gave me a really great opportunity. So in 2007, opened CMK Energy. 2012, went full time. And then I looked back and went, oh my God, I am living this spiritual life that I wanted when I was younger, and I'm doing it every day, and I'm helping people find their own way of articulating that expression and what does that mean to them in whatever manner it is. And I am able to help them connect in that space, and it has brought incredible satisfaction, I will say, as well as healing, to a plethora of the people that I work with. And not only that, but brings me incredible joy to be able to be a helper. And so I decided, hey, I'm going to be curious about it all. How do I find language that helps us all connect in deeper ways that maybe does make us go, oh, that's a good question. I never thought of it like that. Or, oh, I can't do that. And I say, well, why not?
Right.
Right? It opens those doors to really thinking outside the box. And when you do that, you break all the bondage that comes with belief that is entrained rather than received. And when that training tends to leave, people start opening doors and start actually living their true soul purpose, just to be them and to be free and not have to be somebody else. And it changes everything.
You know, something that keeps flowing in, and I've pushed it back twice and it keeps coming. So I guess I need to ask you this. How did your family embrace this questioning that you did at age 15? I just have this need to ask you that, and I don't know why. And if I'm asking something I shouldn't, I apologize. But I just get that our listeners are really going to resonate with your answer.
Oh, great. They thought I was crazy.
Okay. There we go.
Absolutely.
My parents think I'm crazy, by the way. So maybe that's why we're like,
yep.
I see you.
Yep. For sure. My mother for a while really ascribed to being a Jehovah's Witness.
Got it.
So that was a point of contention.
Sure.
And, you know, my parents, and this is what Healing Touch did was, it gave me I have multiple parents. Okay. It gave me a way to actually talk about health and wellness in a way that is sort of mainstream, but helped bring it through a little bit so I could actually get my parents to listen to what I was saying, not just write it off. And then they actually moved to Canada and went, oh, there's this thing called energy therapy. There's this Healing Touch thing that's happening up here. And they decided that when they would feel what I was doing, they started asking questions and allowed me to do work on them and started coming around to being a supporter. And now they couldn't be prouder of who I am. But it's still, I can still sense that I'm a little like, I don't know how you're going to make money at that, right? Kind of a thing,
right.
Which I am. And yeah, it opened up that form of conversation as well. So it took a while to really kind of understand what that is and how that works. And now they're happy to have conversations with me and talk to me about things. They don't always agree with me, and that's okay.
Right.
So Claire, I have a little curiosity. You've expressed a lot around how you were drawn to Healing Touch. I think it was, it made a lot of sense to you, maybe even from the beginning. It was a huge door opener for you. But I'm wondering, did you have your own personal experience with someone like a practitioner doing that with you that was transformative in some way? Or did you just know that you were meant to do it? Do you understand what I'm kind of getting
at? Jump off that cliff.
Absolutely do. I didn't know that it was something. I was more in the realm of oracle cards, clairvoyance, connecting, more tarot. How do you read tarot? What does that mean? Numerology, that space. And my mother actually took a Healing Touch course for her continuing education as a physical therapist assistant and went, oh my gosh, I was in this class and I think you'll really like it. And I said, okay. She's like, it talks about chakras, all these things that you talk about. It just talks about all these things. I think you'll really like it. Took a class and was like, okay, this is it. It gives me, I was also looking for, when I'm looking for history, right? Where does this come from? It was able to give me more information. It gave me more history through Alice Bailey, as through Brew Joy. It gave me places to start in understanding the chakra system, energy therapy, where it wasn't so much, you know, Eastern philosophy, but it started to come into what I understood and then got me connected to, you know, what does the kanji say? What is the, you know, how does the chi work different than the chakra system? And how does all of that stuff come together? And it gave me that sort of education that I was really looking for in giving me direction and going, where do I want to go from here? Because since then I've do Healing Touch, but I also do Jin Shinjutsu. And so it starts, you know, really evolving into a bunch of different things that I start to then use on myself and therefore am able to say, I can be my own testimony. This works because I can feel it. This works because I do it. I use this for myself, on my wife, on her, on my sister, on my nephews, on my niblings. All of that starts to go, oh, this is really interesting. One of the best things they did for me, and I think was brilliant, it was irritating when it was happening, but to get certified, you had to do 100 sessions.
Oh.
And it was really amazing to be able to sense those differences, because as you practice, you understand what that energy is and really what all of that is talking about. And it became,
I just see, mind blowing. Okay, you guys, yep. We're wrapping up segment one with Claire Marie. She's the owner and operator of CMK Energy, and her website is cmkenergy.com. We will be right back. Is your space aligned with your dreams? Do you feel inspired when you walk in the door? Carol Hyder can help you create a space that you love, where you thrive, and where you always want to be. Using her 30 years of experience as a feng shui consultant, teacher, author, and trainer, she can help you bring forth the inspired essence of your home or office, making it a place where you feel whole and safe. Learn the specific feng shui adjustments that Carol has seen the most important, such as determining which room in your home should be your favorite, why your stove may be affecting your health, and why your office may be holding you back. Contact Carol at 612-760-1159 or carolhyder.com to discuss the specifics with a personal appointment. By elevating the energy of your space, it becomes sacred and you'll be forever changed. Discover more at carolhyder.com. That's CAROLEHYDER.com.
Are you ready to dive into a world of exploration, enlightenment, and higher consciousness? The Edge Magazine media platform is your ultimate one-stop shop for all things curious. They're a vibrant community of seekers and teachers passionate about sharing their gifts and abilities to help the collective explore, develop, and understand their journey towards higher consciousness. EdgeMagazine.net receives over 13,000 viewers each month, boasting unique articles, enlightening forecasts, and insightful book reviews. Over 16,000 copies of the Edge Magazine are printed every other month and distributed to over 600 locations across the Midwest. Experience a world of opportunities with Edge Magazine. Unleash exposure through enticing print and online ads, Edge Partner Directory membership, and community calendar listings. Share your expertise in radio and multimedia interviews, connecting with their diverse community. Join their vibrant events, connect with like-minded individuals, and share your gifts here, there, and everywhere. That's edgemagazine.net.
Are you ready to embark on a transformative journey that leads you to your heart's deepest knowing? Soul Tunings is the key to unlocking your inner wisdom, empowering you to awaken to your soul's purpose. In this powerful series of three remote sessions, you will learn to drop into your heart's knowing and uncover the blueprint of who you truly are, embrace your uniqueness and find your voice separate from fear and doubt, and tune into your inner wisdom regardless of life's challenges. Prepare for greater creativity, freedom, and joy in your life. Licensed professional clinical counselor and founder Emily Fossum is your guide to uncovering your inner wisdom and embracing your uniqueness. Your voice is your power. Through Soul Tunings, you'll discover the art of designing your life and becoming attuned to your authentic self. Embrace your uniqueness and let it shine as your greatest gift to the world. Discover more at soultunings.com. That's SOULTUNINGS.com. Can you harm yourself using energy medicine? The answer is yes. Gail Lynn, the creator of the Harmonic Egg products for commercial and home use, has been involved in the field of energy medicine for the past 15 years. In her experience, Gail has witnessed cases where people have faced negative consequences due to improper use of energy medicine. Some individuals did not allow the sessions to integrate properly or expose their bodies to beneficial energies for extended periods, leading to harmful effects. This can cause the body to go into defense, flight, or fight mode, cloud, creating confusion within the body despite the positive nature of the energy. There's also the potential risk of hiring a wounded healer who may unintentionally hurt their clients. For these reasons and more, she's committed to educating people around the safe and appropriate use of energy medicine. For those interested in learning more, Gail provides videos, articles, books, and other resources at harmonicegg.com. Contact her directly at info@harmonicegg.com to find out more about safe and effective energy healing products and services.
And we are back. We are having an amazing conversation with Claire Marie, CMK Energy, cmkenergy.com. So you've really built a, you've walked us through this adventure of your life, and you had some really distinct realizations very early on where this structure, I would call it, that you were involved in just felt uncomfortable. There was a lot going on that had you at a very young age go, okay, I need to find somewhere else to be because being here isn't a fit. And I can imagine that there were a lot of people that maybe asked questions, and you probably asked a lot of questions of yourself. But at the bottom line of all this, I'm sensing that there was a deep courage in you paired with, I have no bleeping idea what's about to happen. So what is that moment like where you're somehow have the courage at a young age to step out, and how scary was it?
I just want to interject. I'm getting very much like you're showing me Joan of Arc. I don't know why, but you're showing me Joan of Arc, and I'm like, I need to know more on that.
She comes and works with me.
Oh, well, okay. There we go. Okay, done. So we got to go.
Which is actually, which is very impressive because no one's ever seen her before. And she, okay. It was the scariest thing I ever did. But it wasn't something I could no longer not
do. Right? You couldn't.
If that makes sense. Thank you for, and I'm going to honor that because I just recently was like, you know what? I can say that I've been brave. That was courageous. There's been a lot of courageous moments that I am honoring myself and receiving. And it was, but I also want to be able to tell people who are doing this and searching and looking that, yeah, it does. It takes courage to ask those questions. It takes courage to have those conversations. It takes courage to reach out outside what we consider normal. But it isn't as hard as you think it is. And it's worth it. That's what I'm worried. It's worth that piece because we don't do a lot of growth when we're comfortable. So the more we can find the courage to step into those truths, the more it's going to enhance our life. And I was having a conversation with my sister actually last night that we were talking about the difference between scared, like nervous, like something's going to happen, and scared like a threat, right? And when it's scared because I'm nervous, you just got to buck up and do it anyway. Right? Like what do we have to lose? When we really look at the bigger picture, we don't have a lot to lose from going after things that really make our life worthwhile. So we just got to find out what that is and then have the courage to go with it.
And I think that's a really important, personal sharing from you, because it really is. I always use this example because I'm a sports guy. So the first time I shot a basketball, it was like, what are you doing? That was awkward. You didn't even make it close to the hoop. It kind of just bounced.
It's heavy. What do I do with it? How do I get it there?
But eventually over time, I got myself into a habit of shooting more, and eventually I could shoot it, and not only would it go close to the hoop, but it would go in sometimes, which was pretty good. And it's the same way with growth in any area of life, but certainly personal personal growth and personal confidence. It's taking that first step, and it's awkward and it's scary. But the more that you do it, you're actually, you know, you spoke about brain entrainment earlier. Mm-hmm. And that can be a very negative thing if you're kind of downloaded with some things that don't serve you. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, you can create, you can train your brain. You can experience yourself through the training of good habits for you, mm-hmm. that do become more and more easy to do. Mm-hmm. And you can literally just build and build and build on those habits. And your brain becomes more and more adept at doing the right things. And it's mm-hmm. quite extraordinary, as I'm sure you could share, Claire, that because you started doing these things so early on, you're now at a place in your life where you experience flow, probably in your personal life, in your professional life. And so talk about what it's like now to be you, you know, in your personal and professional life, because I think that can also help draw people into taking that first step.
Well, and I just saw the sparkles around you when you were saying that. That was just like, you're like, yes, yes, here we go.
Right? How, what else can I say other than the fact that I'm literally living my dream? Like, that's, there's not a lot of people who can say that, right? There's very few of us out there that went, oh, I actually wanted to do that since I was, you know, forever. And I made that come true. That's, there's power in that, right? There's a confidence that comes with that. Now, some of us don't know, right? There's a lot of years where I was lost and finding my way. But I think, and I believe that, you know, when we listen to our intuition, when we listen to our higher selves and we follow our signs, they help lead us to those easier paths to get us into flow, regardless of how, what that looks like. And I talk to my students about this a lot, because I talk about the fact that, yes, there are those who are born with incredible gifts. Echo Bodine, phenomenal, huge, especially in our area. Love the woman. She is so sweet and incredibly gifted. But we don't all have that. Now, those of us who need to practice can still get in touch with that, right? So you're not LeBron James. Am I saying that right? Is that a basketball player?
Oh my gosh, you're so much like me.
Oh yeah,
that was so perfect. That was
the fact that I even could pull that out right now.
Yeah,
you just
channeled that in. That was the perfect analogy,
right? So he still had to practice, right? Mozart still had to practice, but had this incredible talent on top of it. But we can still tap into those innate senses that allow us to connect there, and they start to get stronger and we start to get better at them with practice and knowledge. When I talk to my students about subtle energies, I'm like, once you understand and you experience it and you finally get that aha moment, as though that's what you're talking about. All of those pieces kind of come together and you get that sweet, your sweet free
look
throw.
Look at you,
right?
Doing, you like, acting like you, like you're right? Doing it. Nice.
And it's just those little subtle changes. And I even had a student last night that was like, oh my God, I've been working with you for 5 years and I finally understand what we've been talking about. And it's, we all go at our own pace, but the more we stay aware, the practice, and give ourselves those opportunities, and we follow that piece, it can be incredibly affirming in our lives. And when that happens, the struggle and the suffering tends to shift away to a more gentle, easy life, where we still have things. I almost swore, Kelly.
I'm so proud of you.
We still step in doo-doo sometimes.
Right? So when those negative things happen, we've got a baseline that isn't already in deficit. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Very well said.
And that is a very important place to be. I see a lot of nurses, right? I see a lot of people who are care people, and they give of themselves like crazy. And not even just nurses, even people in corporations where they need to do more with less, and they're pulling their hair out, and there's anxiety from everywhere. And I say, what we have to do is actually give when our cup is running over. And we have to find a place where our cup runs over to be able to give. And we have to start demanding that of the world outside of ourselves. Because when we start making those choices, we start changing the world. Because when I say, no, I'm not doing that. Sorry. I mean, you can do whatever you want, but I'm not giving you 80 hours of my life a week so that I don't have time to refill and restock and get to this place. You don't get to have that. You can actually do more sustainable work in the time that you actually have, because you're not on fumes. You're not running on fumes. You are actually fully capped up and running over, and you get so much more accomplished when that happens, regardless of what you're doing. And so that's what I talk about in the difference between survive and thrive, is we've got to get our cup running over.
You can't. Okay. And I tell clients this all the time that are like, I just give. And I'm doing this. But if this is empty, what can you give?
What are you giving?
There's a couple drops here and there that you might be able to give. But if it's full and it's flowing and it's over, it's like, who wants it? Line your cups up. Here we go. I'm going to totally help you in every single way. But if, absolutely. I mean, you can't. Oh, so many people don't get that. I'm so just, it's yummy that's just like a mantra that you're just like, this is, it's a demand. It's demanding. It's there's no
necessity.
Choice. It's a necessity.
And I realize, and I know that right now with there's so much more to talk about with the shifting of the earth and these new energies that are coming in or that have established themselves, that this is it's a necessity. This is no longer something that we can put off any longer. This is now how we have to behave as living creatures that needs to shift for us for that evolutionary space. And that will create what I believe is this amazing space that we're moving into as far as a collective and cooperation, and you know, the fact that we have enough, we are enough, and we don't need to deplete in order to live. And how do we find those balances? Well, we start one person at a time.
Well, and it's about collaboration, not competition. And
absolutely,
we're stronger together. And
absolutely,
if I have some bread and you have some butter, hey, we have some great yumminess going
honey.
On. Ooh,
right?
Right?
How delicious would our lunch be? Okay, the three of us, we're going out to lunch. It's awesome. Yeah. But that's exactly right. It's not, I have my honey, you can't have any. Right?
Well, and that's a really, I think one of the most rewarding parts of this show, Kelly, is that, you know, we're creating an environment for people to get to know Claire Marie. You know, Kelly, you and Claire are practitioners in the world that can help open up a doorway. So the conversation today, a lot of people are operating and they're so numb to their own intuition or their soul or anything like that. They're not the Echo Bodine who just came into this world, just them. They are who they are.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah.
And, you know, for so many people, the invitation really from this show and certainly today with you, Claire, is go learn about healing touch, do a session, take a class, because the more tuned in they get with someone like you who's leading them and opening the door, the more they will be able to hear who they really are, the more they'll be able to have some confidence in taking those steps. And so that's, you know, we want to get into really in segment three, how do people get in touch with you? What does it look like to work with you? So that door can be even more open and people can be more confident, because you are one of those people that can help pull people from the darkness, can help open up someone from being, you know, shut out or shut down to all the incredible opportunities that everyone has in this life.
So. Well, and she has two opportunities, and this is how I met Claire Marie, was at the Maple Grove Expo, which is going to be July 22nd, again, at the Maple Grove Community Center. Now, what's lovely about this day is that we have the amazing Two Guys in the Know running the Maple Grove Expo, which is inside, and then we have Art on the Edge, which is in Linden Hills outside. So we invite anybody that's listening to choose your own adventure. I would rather go to both. I was heartbroken when I found out that it was on the same day because I love supporting that.
But
I know. I was just like,
I wanted to split myself. I know. How do we do it so bad?
Right? I get it. And then you're also going to be doing something different with Lisa Green and Island Time Spa presenting the Healing on the Water and Luau August 13th. Echo Bodine is going to be the gallery reader. You're going to be there. It's going to be on the water. It's going to be a totally different adventure. So what I invite people that if you're taking from this conversation and you're curious, but you're like, I don't know if I want to be a student yet. I don't know if I want to dive into a private session yet, which you just should. But if you want that little sampling, two opportunities in the next couple weeks to see you, touch you, feel you, and then just experience opening that door of curiosity. Again, that is going to be Maple Grove Psychic and Holistic Expo July 22nd, and then Island Time Spa on August 13th in Stillwater. We are wrapping up segment two. Claire Marie, operator of CMK Energy. We will be right back. Is your space aligned with your dreams? Do you feel inspired when you walk in the door? Carol Hyder can help you create a space that you love, where you thrive, and where you always want to be. Using her 30 years of experience as a feng shui consultant, teacher, author, and trainer, she can help you bring forth the inspired essence of your home or office, making it a place where you feel whole and safe. Learn the specific feng shui adjustments that Carol has seen the most important, such as determining which room in your home should be your favorite, why your stove may be affecting your health, and why your office may be holding you back. Contact Carol at 612-760-1159 or carolhyder.com to discuss the specifics with a personal appointment. By elevating the energy of your space, it becomes sacred and you'll be forever changed. Discover more at carolhyder.com. That's CAROLEHYDER.com.
Are you ready to dive into a world of exploration, enlightenment, and higher consciousness? The Edge Magazine media platform is your ultimate one-stop shop for all things curious. They're a vibrant community of seekers and teachers passionate about sharing their gifts and abilities to help the collective explore, develop, and understand their journey towards higher consciousness. EdgeMagazine.net receives over 13,000 viewers each month, boasting unique articles, enlightening forecasts, and insightful book reviews. Over 16,000 copies of the Edge Magazine are printed every other month and distributed to over 600 locations across the Midwest. Experience a world of opportunities with Edge Magazine. Unleash exposure through enticing print and online ads, Edge Partner Directory membership, and community calendar listings. Share your expertise in radio and multimedia interviews, connecting with their diverse community. Join their vibrant events, connect with like-minded individuals, and share your gifts here, there, and everywhere. That's edgemagazine.net.
Are you ready to embark on a transformative journey that leads you to your heart's deepest knowing? Soul Tunings is the key to unlocking your inner wisdom, empowering you to awaken to your soul's purpose. In this powerful series of three remote sessions, you will learn to drop into your heart's knowing and uncover the blueprint of who you truly are. Embrace your uniqueness and find your voice separate from fear and doubt, and tune into your inner wisdom regardless of life's challenges. Prepare for greater creativity, freedom, and joy in your life. Licensed professional clinical counselor and founder Emily Fossum is your guide to uncovering your inner wisdom and embracing your uniqueness. Your voice is your power. Through Soul Tunings, you'll discover the art of designing your life and becoming attuned to your authentic self. Embrace your uniqueness and let it shine as your greatest gift to the world. Discover more at soultunings.com. That's SOULTUNINGS.com. Can you harm yourself using energy medicine? The answer is yes. Gail Lynn, the creator of the Harmonic Egg products for commercial and home use, has been involved in the field of energy medicine for the past 15 years. In her experience, Gail has witnessed cases where people have faced negative consequences due to improper use of energy medicine. Some individuals did not allow the sessions to integrate properly or expose their bodies to beneficial energies for extended periods, leading to harmful effects. This can cause the body to go into defense, flight, or fight mode, creating confusion within the body despite the positive nature of the energy. There's also the potential risk of hiring a wounded healer who may unintentionally hurt their clients. For these reasons and more, she's committed to educating people around the safe and appropriate use of energy medicine. For those interested in learning more, Gail provides videos, articles, books, and other resources at harmonicegg.com. Contact her directly at info@harmonicegg.com to find out more about safe and effective energy healing products and services.
Back. We're Woo-hoo! Dancing. We're having fun. Woo-hoo. The Being Curious train's coming to town.
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo, crazy train. Key the Aussie.
So thank you. We're having such a fun conversation with Clara Marie. She is the owner, founder of CMK Energy, cmkenergy.com. You've got some live events coming up. We definitely want to, you know, just dive in and provide some more details there. But kind of leading into that, walk us through a little bit of what it's like to connect with you and work with you. I know you have a couple different avenues for people to play with you. So give us an idea of what is possible for people when they connect with you.
Talk about what you do at the Maple Grove Expo, because your design, your sacred geometry and that chair and the thing that you make is like, you guys have got to go see it. And it's
phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. I mean, I remember walking and going, it went from like want to need in like a half a second flat of needing to experiencing that. And you create the sacred space in the middle of this event where you have all this stuff going on and you sit in and you just, it's just like you give this warm bubble and this warm hug and you're like, here you go. And it's this beautiful experience. And I'm sorry to interject, but I thought it would be good to come from someone that's experienced to just kind of go blah, 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 blah. And I will be quiet now. Thank you. I will be quiet now.
Well, you said a couple of those things because I'm going to answer your question, Brian, by a couple of statements. One is when you are out there looking, don't be afraid to follow your instincts in finding someone that you vibrate with, right? Don't be afraid to be choosy. Don't be afraid to try people on and then step away. We have a lot. We have enough for everybody to share. If it doesn't work that my energy doesn't match yours, I can help you find someone who does, and I'm not afraid to do that. So what changes me is what is different about me that I try to own is, Kelly, you said it, my love bubble is what my wife calls it. I have a propensity for love and compassion that I think really allows the people that work with me to feel safe, to ask questions, to potentially let their guard down, to not be judged, so that we can have some of those hard conversations that maybe they feel threatened asking somebody else. And that is one thing that I make it very clear on my website, where you can also do call me and we can have a chat if you don't want to do a session right away, or which session works for you. Free chat. But that love bubble is, I think, what separates me from the pack. And on my website, I talk about it through compassion, authenticity, and love. I help to encourage and empower my clients to find their own space, right? It isn't about what necessarily I offer, but what we can do together. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is a safe place that people enjoy. So the Stargate is what Kelly's talking about. And the Stargate is some sacred technology that came from an organization called Dominus Cervix that I don't believe is making and entraining their spheres, their crystal spheres anymore. So I ended up becoming the ambassador to the Stargate, which I think there's only two in the US, and now there will be no more. So there's not going to be opportunities for people to get in this space anymore.
So jump in. The water is fine.
Jump in. I wasn't sure. Like, it was one of those question things when I saw this, Brian. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen, but there's something about it. And I got in it because I listened to my calling and was like, this
flipping
changed everything, right? It changed everything. And what it does is it really helps us travel, find our home. It helps us find those high vibrational frequencies, break open things that are harder to come by. It's a Merkaba, right? So it is the two-dimensional representation of the three-dimensional form, and the spheres that are placed in that dimensional space allow us to get through different dimensions a lot more easily without a lot of work. And it shifts a lot of things. And it is an incredible opportunity to come to Maple Grove. I'm also doing one, a big collection in St. Paul at the She Shed. I am doing
Lululapis.
No, not Lululemon. We don't have enough big enough space there. But at the She Shed, we're doing it because they've got a nice big space that we can get more than just six people in, where everybody can come together and experience this without the huge cost of it's $125 for a personal session. So you can come in and for $90 get a group session and feel that same essence. It's not the same as alone, but you feel that same vibration and that same space in the group sessions. And it's a great opportunity to get a taste of it and not have to until you know for sure. But I have lots of people that found me at different events and come in to sit in the Stargate by themselves for as long as they can. So it becomes a great opportunity to go there.
Do you do remote sessions?
Yes.
Okay. That just came in. I was like, I wonder if she does.
Absolutely. All of my different aspects I can do remotely. Thanks to Zoom.
Thanks to Zoom.
Or whatever, you know, and it doesn't even need to be that, but I do find that it's very helpful for me to be able to connect before my session with the people that I'm working with.
So you are also a published author. Let's talk about that, because Amy Gillespie-Doherty, like, oh my goodness, what an amazing soul, bringing these beautiful collaborations together with the Ancestors Within volumes. And you're a part of it. Is this the second or third book that you're doing with her?
It was my first book, because I got in on volume 4, okay. But I'm also in the journal.
Got it.
Talk about being brave, Brian. This was brave. This is where I went, this is me being brave. I just want everybody to know, because yeah. I it's something I've always wanted to do, but way too scared to think of myself as an author and that I could put words out there that meant something, that didn't sound stupid, that it is very scary to get your words out there in print. It really is. It's a very scary thing unless you're used to it. I can stand up in front of people and yammer, but when it's in print, I get a little bit more. So to use this, right, Kelly, I know, to be a part of that was huge for me personally, because it gave me a taste of what I can do. It allowed me to be in collaboration with a bunch of other incredible individuals and to learn from Laura DeFranco and from Amy and from all of these different people how this works without it being so overwhelming that I've got to put this whole book together. I just had to worry about a chapter. And they did a brilliant job of putting it together, if I do say so myself, because it's not something that you have to sit down and read cover to cover. You pick it up, you read a thing, you put it down, you ponder, you play with it, you pick something up, you read it again. Oh, that's a whole different way of doing that. You put it down, you ponder, you process, you try some things, you pick it up, you redo it again. And so it really allows people to get a multitude of perception on how to do these same things in a different way that potentially will resonate with different individuals. And to have it all succinctly processed in the beautiful way that she's brought it together, Amy, has been spectacular. Spectacular in that. And I could not be prouder of being part of that group.
So Clara, that just, it's one of those, I don't know, I'm going to say like, crowning moments, you know, for someone who is going through the adventure of life and stepping out and leading into being someone who has impact in people's lives. You know, not everyone, obviously not everyone does that. And most people are just simply not up to it or not aware that they're up to it. And to step into it and do it and have validation is, it's one of those things that is the sweetest in this life. So congratulations. That's really special.
Thank you, Brian. That means the world to me because it's special and I'm very grateful for that opportunity.
Yeah. And I wanted to kind of piggyback on that. And if you'd be open, obviously, you know, you don't need to say any names, but kind of in another capacity, is there an experience of you being the practitioner where you saw the work that you do be so impactful in someone that worked directly with you? Is there kind of a story that you could share that exemplifies something in that nature to maybe spark someone who's listening? Just anything that comes to mind.
So many. There's so many. But there's a favorite one.
There we go.
There's a favorite one that I actually use because I talk a little bit, I talk about clairvoyance, right? That this is something that I've had to understand that we all have, but how do you recognize it? Okay. And how it is to decode something and how it is when I'm reading that we have a conversation. Okay. And what that is I was just starting CMK Energy. And I was doing this downtown Stillwater marketplace on summer Tuesdays. And I had dollar readings for whatever. And this woman came up to me and I didn't have very much, by the way. A lot of people looked at me like, I don't understand I don't really get what you're doing, right? And I'm like, that's okay. Let's have a conversation. But this woman sits down and she's a little nervous and she said, I want to know about what's going on with me and my boyfriend. And I said, okay. I said, let me ask, because consent is huge. I said, let me ask, do I have consent from your boyfriend to be able to get some information? And all I got was food. I got roast chicken and just like, do you ever see Chocolat where they have all that buffet of food that just looks amazing, that beautiful asparagus and just all of this food? And I said, okay, so can I ask, what does your boyfriend do? Oh, he's a mechanic. Okay, so I do my little Echo Bodine, erase, 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 erase. Something's not right here. Erase, erase, erase. Let's try again. And I got cakes and pies and like the delicious everything, just food everywhere. And I was like, I don't understand. And I had asked a couple more questions and that wasn't it. And I said, okay, I am going to ask, what's with the food? And she said, what? I said, all I am getting is food. She said, oh my God, I really wanted to ask if I should go to culinary school, but I chickened out. And I asked about my boyfriend. I said, okay, well, let's put your boyfriend aside. Your boyfriend doesn't matter. You need to get your butt to culinary school. Thank you very much. There's your reading. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Yeah. Need to be in this is so important. So please do this. And it's things like that, that there's other things that when people are at my table and there's these miraculous things that happen that are wonderful, but that one always sticks with me because I was like, I don't understand what's happening here. I don't feel like I'm getting the wrong information. And it turned out to be right on the money. And it was awesome.
I love that. Oh my gosh.
I have lots of those, and I love the work that I do, and I love the people that I get to work with.
No, it's a perfect example. And it shows both sides, right? Because it anything in this realm, it takes two to tango. And speaking of two to tango, Kelly, you wanna dance us home?
We're gonna dance on out, you guys. Okay. This was an amazing conversation with Claire Marie. She is owner and operator of CMK Energy. Her website is cmkenergy.com. You guys be curious. She's a teacher. She's a seeker. She's an author, published author. Hello. Experience her. Reach out. We really highly recommend it. Friend of the show, friend of the edge. And we are so thankful for you for being here today.
Thank you so much, both of you. It was a pleasure, and I hope to come back again.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. This is the Being Curious show. We are crazy, whack, funky kids on a fantastic, wild adventure, and we're so happy that you were here with us today. Have an amazing one, and we'll see you soon.